This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast. Bish, I think we should crank the volume for this next interview to the point where the speakers are going to blow.
What happens if you blow the power again?
Now, honestly, Bish, I don't want to flaunt it, but compared to the others we've had on this show, these wild boys are beyond reach. Honestly, they're unstoppable.
It's been a long time, but I think you've been eating the fruit from the bimbo nation again.
Tell me why, then, on this new day, although it ain't easy, Hip House is back and lifting me up.
Release me from this nonsense. Who have we got on the show this morning, Ads?
Joining us right now from TV Rock, good morning, Grant Smiley.
Oh, good morning. I did like the little reference though you put in there. A lot of work done there.
Thank you very much, Grant. Oh, I'm a big fan of a few of your songs, and I want to know, I know that they were released a little while ago, but songs like Flaunt It, am I the only person who struts up and down my hallway modelling to that one, or do you think a few people are?
Oh, look, it's funny. It actually just got used about a couple of weeks ago, and it's used for the whole season, the AFL, as a big promo, so it seems to be coming back into vogue for some reason a few years on. But no, look, it was a good record at the time. We sort of, you know, moved on production-wise from there, but, you know, I think at the time it was certainly a super big record for us.
Grant, I don't know if you can tell from my dodgy accent, but I'm from the UK, and I believe you're doing quite well over there at the moment. You got a new single?
Yeah, it's called In the Air. We actually never released it for radio properly here in Australia, but the UK seemed to have loved it, and it's about to go top five in the UK pop charts this weekend, so everything's sort of tracking along. Yeah,
that's
it's been good.
Brilliant, well done. Well, we want to get a copy of that. I want to play it on the radio.
Are you finding that you're bigger in other countries, or is Australia still, you know, one of your main territories?
Australia's certainly a big territory for us, but we're spending a hell of a lot more time over there. I actually leave Australia on the 23rd of May, and I'm over there till sort of the start of August, and we're just touring the whole time through Europe and finding that we're probably getting more gigs and more popularity through Europe and just writing records for that market that sort of work really well there. And if they connect there, then we bring them back to Australia now.
And Grant, is there any coincidence that it's the middle of summer, you're going around Europe, I'd imagine you'll be hitting Ibiza. Is there any connection there?
There's absolutely 100% reference. There's quality of life. It's all about the sun and following it as long as you possibly can.
God, you're not silly
it's
there, are you?
It's got nothing to do with record sales at all, has it?
No. Nothing to do with it at all.
Do you still need me to carry your records for you, or can I?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. 23rd of May, if you can meet me, we're actually going straight to the Ibiza Music Summit, which kicks off to open the whole season. So we're going straight there. So there's no messing around. We're going straight to Ibiza.
I'm in.
One of the other things we're very grateful for as well is you finding a little girl called Zoe Badwe.
She is a star, let me tell you.
She's been on the show several times, and tell us about finding her.
Yeah, well, I actually went and found her. We had some lots of mutual friends, and I watched her perform with her band, the Black Dogs, one day, and I said, listen, there's a vocal I really want you to write for a bed, which happened to be Release Me. And she came back and gave me that vocal, and I said, right, okay, well, I think it was originally going to be a TV Rock record, and I said, no, I think you got more in you than just being a feature vocalist on our records. I think we should probably put this out as your own record, and let's develop you as an artist. So that's sort of what we've done, and we've got, like, maybe 8 or 9 new records for her, and we'll make sure you guys get first her brand new single. It's called Freefall, and we've been sitting on this for about 3 months because we're going to go to LA and shoot a video clip in 2 weeks' time for that. It's an amazing record, and she's an absolute star.
And she was nominated for an ARIA Award, I believe, Best Newcomer?
Yes, indeed, and she had one of the best nights of her life, I can tell you right now.
that doesn't surprise us at all. She's been in the studio a few times after a big night, and yeah, that doesn't surprise
she's
us.
She's a bundle of joy. She gets out there.
Certainly does.
Grant, we like to play a little game called 101 Questions. We're not going to ask you all 101 questions, but hit us with a number and we'll ask you the corresponding question.
38.
If your house was on fire, what would be the three things that you would take?
Good question. I'd take my computer because pretty much my whole life and work's on that. After that, geez. Oh, to be honest, I'd just leave the place burn. Let's take the insurance money and go to Ibiza.
I take it you haven't got any pets then, Grant.
No, I don't have any pets.
That's lucky.
I could be in trouble with the RSPCA for not doing anything.
You forgot Fido. Don't worry. Get the insurance. We got pet insurance.
Get a brand
fine.
New puppy. Hit us with another number between 1 and 101, Grant.
97.
Are your parents strict?
Well, I wouldn't say they were strict. I think they gave me some pretty good guidelines and then sort of let you stuff up as you go along the way. But, look, they did, I guess, give me a good firm base to work from. They were very grateful for that.
Were you playing loud music in your room and annoying them all the time, Grant?
I was pretty annoying. I mean, I used to, when I was 16, I was working in nightclubs and I had my 18th birthday officially. It was officially my 16th birthday, but I said it was my 18th because I was clearly underage. So by the time I had my 18th in the nightclub, I was turning 20 officially in the club land. So I was always going out and just loved dance music. I was playing sax from sort of 5 or 6 years old and then sort of eventually went to playing records and making music. So it's sort of always been in my blood, but it's something I don't think you can avoid.
Well, Grant, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us today. We've learned basically that you lie about your age, you burn down your house to claim insurance, and you don't give a toss about your pets.
Pretty much.
He hasn't got any pets. And Grant Smiley, where can we see TV Rock coming up pretty
soon?
We're
doing the Creamfields Tour, which is starting this weekend in Sydney. It'll be in Melbourne next weekend, and goes all around the country. So we're doing that. That'll be our last little foray before we nick off to Europe.
Of course, Creamfields will be here at the Melbourne Showground Saturday, 8th of May. You'll be on the main stage where you belong. Grant Smiley, thank you so much for your time today.
An absolute pleasure. Great to speak to you guys.
That was Grant Smiley from TV Rock.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.